stand. We follow the liturgy as printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us.
Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you. For his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My soul longs for your salvation.
I hope in your word.
My eyes long for your promise.
I ask, when will you comfort me?
For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke.
Yet I have not forgotten your statutes.
How long must your servant endure?
When will you judge those who persecute me?
The insolent have dug pitfalls for me.
They do not live according to your law.
All your commandments are sure.
They persecute me with falsehood. Help me.
They have almost made an end of me on earth.
But I have not forsaken your precepts.
In your steadfast love, give me life,
that I may keep the testimonies of your mouth.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you.
The Lord be with you.
and also with you.
We pray, merciful Lord, cleanse and defend your church by the sacrifice of Christ. United with him in holy baptism, give us grace to receive with thanksgiving the fruits of his redeeming work and daily follow in his way. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 23, beginning at verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall come upon you. For who among them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see and to hear his word? Or who has paid attention to his word and listened? Behold, the storm of the Lord. Wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will understand it clearly. I did not send the prophets, yet they ran. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people, and they would have turned them from their evil way, from the evil of their deeds. Am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I've heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall there be lies in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies, and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart, who think to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another, even as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal my words from one another. Behold, I'm against the prophet, declares the Lord, who use their tongues and declares the Lord. Behold, I am against those who prophesy lying dreams, declares the Lord, and who tells them and leads my people astray by their lies and their recklessness, when I did not send them or charge them, so they do not profit this people at all, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 17, continuing until chapter 12, verse 2. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, in one house, there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
The bridegroom is at hand.
The sermon this morning is based on the Old Testament reading from Jeremiah 23 and also our reading from Luke chapter 12. We think of God's warning to not listen to lies, to not listen to untruths, to listen to Him alone. I reread just verse 16 of Jeremiah 23. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you, filling you with vain hopes. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Barrett gave me a better title. The traffic light is good. I put the traffic light, that is God's word, is real and means to keep us alive. The traffic light is good. The primary sin, the first sin, and the sin that's below all other sins, is to refuse to listen to God and to refuse to believe Him. Did you hear what might happen if you don't obey the traffic light? Was that the policeman pulling you over to get a ticket? Was that the emergency crew to get you out of a wrecked car? To not pay attention to the real traffic light is to lose the safety it can give, lose the help it can give, lose the direction it can give. You guys stop, you guys go. Now slow down, now you guys can go and you guys stop. If we say, I don't need that, we're going to have chaos. There were people in Jeremiah's day and people today, and in all ages, who do not want to listen to God's word, who change God's word, and discourage other people from paying attention and believing God's word. Jeremiah said, do not listen to the prophets of the prophets who prophesy you, filling you with vain hopes. Vain means worthless. Vain means empty. Vain can also mean sometimes looking at oneself above all things, selfish. Filling you with worthless, deceiving, selfish hopes. He says that they speak visions of their own minds, not of the mouth of the Lord. If someone would say there is no hell, that's just a make-believe story. Gee, is that really what God's word says? If there is no hell, I guess there's no evil, and I guess everybody is good. Or what are you even saying? Are you saying there's no evil so that all this is an illusion and everybody can just do whatever they want? There's no red light. There's no green light. It's just go however you want, whenever you want. This is, again, the primary sin is to not listen to the one who created all things good, to the one who knows how things should play out so that it's good, to not listen to his word. The serpent said to the woman in Genesis 3, "Did God actually say you shall not eat of the tree in the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." Red does not mean stop. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You can decide when it's green and you can decide when it's red. Don't worry looking at that stoplight. You can just decide to do whatever you want to do. You are master of yourself. And if we behave that way, now, in our spiritual lives, in the way we live our daily lives, you may not hear that emergency siren. If we're blessed and God gives us a warning in this life before we die, we might be warned. But there is a judgment. You did green and said there was no red. You lived against God's will and you didn't care. Your own mind, your own thinking, your own teaching. Fine. And there is a judgment at the end. Jeremiah said in verse 17, "They say continually, 'Those who despise the word of God, it will be well with you.'" When people don't want to hear God's law and God's gospel, God's word, they like to hear a lot of things, but not words from God, then the word oftentimes for people miss, "Oh, don't worry, you're going to be okay. Don't worry, you can live like that. It's going to be okay. Don't worry, there's nothing to say you can't do that. Don't worry, you're in charge of your own life. Just don't worry." These nice, easy words. Don't worry. There is no green, there is no red. And Jeremiah said to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, "No disaster shall come upon you. Don't worry." Or you might say, it is said to people, "Do and live however you want. You are like God to yourself. Make up your own way of thinking and rules. And whatever you think, it's always right." We Christians are tempted to live like that, and that is why we say at the beginning of services, "I have sinned, forgive me." Because we are tempted, and we do that as well. We forget God's way. We listen to the world too much. We listen to false teachers at times. And we forget God's teaching, what he has said to us. And we repent. We slow down. And we say, "I'm in the presence of a holy God in church with his word and with fellow Christians, and I've sinned. Forgive my sin. I am not always right. In fact, oftentimes, I'm not right." So we sin and we repent. And we know and we even repent of sins. "I don't even know all that I did wrong and all that I caused to go wrong. But I know I've done wrong. Forgive me." But there are many voices out in the world that says, "No, you don't have to repent. You can live like this, and you can live like this, and you can live like this, and you can believe this, and this, and this, and this, and all is okay." That is just false prophecy. And it's around us all the time. is somebody who claims to be a Christian, claims to be a church, and teaches against God's word, clearly, that person is a false prophet, period. There are truths in Scripture that are right, and that are true, and that are understandable. Our Lord Jesus met people like this in his ministry. He would do wonderful miracles. He would forgive people. He would raise people from the dead. He would heal people from leprosy. He did all these many things. And people said to him, "You're the devil." He faced people who were against him. He faced evil. We will too. When we stay with Scripture, we will face people who are against God's word. And so they will be against us. And remember that if somebody would make fun of you or belittle you or disregard you or make a judgment against you or whatever it may be, because you teach and believe God's word as the truth, yes, they're going against you, but they're going against God. We carry and bear God's word. And sometimes that comes down against us. Jesus said in the gospel reading, there will be divisions in families on account of him. This does not mean, oh, this guy is just a mean, cranky old guy and people don't like him and so forth. No, it's not that. There were divisions against him in society when he was good and forgiving and loving and merciful, and people were still against him. So there are divisions that happen in human societies and families because of faith in God's word. He did not promise a life of ease and agreement. Jesus did not promise everybody would agree with us for being Christian. Just the opposite. There would be opposition. There is opposition to the Christian faith because the Christian faith says, look, we need to listen to the Savior, the Son of God, and only him. His way of salvation. Not your way of thinking that I can do anything in life and I can be anything in life. No, the teachings of God's Son. That is salvation, and it's free. You don't have to buy it, but it's free. But it's his salvation. And he says in our gospel reading that he is looking forward to this baptism to be baptized with. He's talking about his death and the suffering that he is going to go through, and then his resurrection. How great is his distress until it is accomplished. But this accomplishing of this death and resurrection did not bring all agreement on earth. No. People have persecuted the gospel message of Jesus. Certainly his first disciples right away faced persecution. So we face opposition, not agreement all the time. But it is his salvation, his word. Jesus red is red. Jesus yellow is yellow. His green is green. If we go differently, go contradictory to Jesus, there will be chaos. God's word teaches that sin is real. It's real in the world. It's real in our lives. To deny it or to change it or to say that doesn't matter, that's not right. It's real. God's word teaches that disobedience is real. Suffering, evil, and death is real. And God's word teaches that forgiveness, a life in Christ, are real. At every funeral that we have, a proper Christian funeral, we'll speak of our problems with sin and death and speak of the forgiveness and life in Jesus Christ. That's the truth. This death was real. We had Violet's funeral this past week, and Pastor Reb said, the retired pastor from Holgate, said to me after the funeral, he said, "Thanks for preaching Jesus. I've been to too many funeral services, I haven't even heard about Jesus." May that never be among us. It's real. Evil, sin, death, and forgiveness, and life everlasting, it's real. Red is red, yellow is yellow, green is green. If a person will say, this sin is just made up, make believe, it doesn't matter. Or if a person says, the Bible is old fashioned, it doesn't understand things anyway. Well, did Jesus die for nothing? There is no sin, there is no resurrection. If we say there is no sin, we make Jesus Christ himself out to be a liar. There is sin. There is struggle. There is the suffering of death. These are all realities. And he wants his death and resurrection to be a reality to us, to guide us, to slow us down, to stop us, to let us go and live as his people. These things are real. And we need God's help. John wrote in his first letter from the first chapter, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Sin is sin. Forgiveness is forgiveness. We stay with the teachings of Christ. We stay with the certainty of life. Dear friends, don't let anybody... Paul said, whether even if it's an angel from above in Galatians, don't let anybody, as Paul said in Galatians, don't let anyone bewitch you. God's word is truth. What he says is right, is right. What he says is wrong, is wrong. And what he says is forgiven, is forgiven. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, help us to listen to your word. Help us to understand its teachings for our lives. Help us to resist and throw away false teachings. Help us stay in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All these things we bring to you in his holy name. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing hymn 660, Stand Up for Jesus, and the offerings are brought up during the last verse. You're invited to stand if you would like. Pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spirit of Jeremiah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, that in days of division our hearts would be strengthened to confess in word and deed the glory of God's name. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the power of the Holy Spirit to overshadow the servants of God, that they may build up the church of God on the eternal foundation of his holy word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For parents, that they may bring up their children to resist temptation and endure all for the sake of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and all those in authority, that our Lord God Almighty would behold them in his mercy and replenish them by his grace, and that all who receive the sword would bear it according to his word, always inclining to his will and walking in his way, and that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Carlene, Grace, Sue and Steve, Rick, Joy, Brandy, Pastor Shiwi, and we remember the family of Violet Eberly. That God would grant healing to their bodies, strength to the weak, endurance to bear up under trial, patience to await his deliverance, and peace at the last. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For hearts that prize our baptism and the communion of saints above all other relations in this world, even as we pray and strive for the salvation of those we know and love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, most merciful Father, in these our humble requests, which we offer unto you in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We sing the Lord's Prayer. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to sit or stand for our closing hymn.
Sweet.